This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Congratulations on getting through your 9-to-5. Thank you so much for listening. It is The Drive here on 96.5 The Fan. My name is Carrington. Rob is here as well, taking you up to 5:30 when we hand things off to Josh Vernier. All right. Rob came in today, and Rob had a different energy to him. And I was wondering what it was. I was saying, hey, is this because we have Dan Fitzgerald coming on, the manager for KU baseball? You got your Jayhawks hoodie on today. You're excited about the Jayhawks being in the NCAA tournament in baseball. He's like, no, that's not it. I've got a Royal stat. I don't think people have been fair to the Royals. And I was like, all right, well, you know, give me the stat and I'll read through it. This is the stat that Rob put together. Do you guys know that at this time in 2013, the Royals, who won 86 games, the Royals were 21-28. They were 7.5 games back in the division, and they had a -5 run differential. I don't 100% remember, but I'm just going to go out on a limb and say that morale in 2013 about the baseball team, just not very high. I'm just going to assume. I don't 100% remember, but I'm just going to assume that there was not a lot of buzzing optimism about the Royals in 2013. You know what? That season actually ended up turning out pretty good for the Royals and ended up being a great foundation for what they did in 14-15. The 2014 Royals. Everybody loves the 2014 Royals. At this point in the season, the Royals were 24-28. They were 6.5 games back in the division, and they had a -16 run differential. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that in 2014, we probably consider the Royals to be a little bit disappointing based off what they did in 2013. And I'm guessing you guys were mad. Mad at the manager, mad at Hosmer, mad at Moose, mad at everybody in 2014. Things worked out for the Royals in 2014. They won 89 games. They clinched a wild card spot. We obviously know they went on to win the American League and went on to go to the World Series. So this is this date, May 28th, the Royals are 29-27. Now they're 7 games back in the American League Central. Now, maybe it's a little bit disheartening, and I certainly get it that we are now past Memorial Day. We are heading up in a couple of days to June 1, and I am here to tell you they are more than likely done in the division. Now, I'm not here to be negative. I'm not here to be a Debbie Downer. I try to be realistic, and I'm here telling you guys that if we are going off the Royals' chances to win the division, you should probably let that go. I just don't think they're winning the American League Central, but you don't have to win the American League Central. You really don't. I mean, right now, if you were going off their division chances, right now, Fangraphs has them at a 5.3% chance to make the division. But if you're looking at just the wild card, they have a 35% chance. If you look at a lot of teams in the American League, they all got about a 35% chance other than those teams. You look at the Rays, their percentage right now is at 32%. The Blue Jays right now is at 27%. You look at the Guardians, their percentage. If you look at a majority of these teams, what is their likeliness of making it? At this point, it's a coin flip for everybody. So I understand being frustrated at times with the Royals. I get frustrated at times with the Royals, and I imagine you do. You go out there, you get all excited, and they don't score when you go out there. Or you know what? You get yourself a good dinner. You had a good day. You're going to go down in the man cave. You're going to get yourself a beer, and you're going to watch the Royals, and they score one run while you're down there. I get how the Royals are frustrating. We are looking at a very, very flawed American League. And all of the teams that you think got a shot, they got a shot. They got about the same shot as the Royals, the Rangers, the Twins, the Guardians, the Devil Rays. All of these teams, they got about the same percentage chance at the Royals. So, yes, in some ways, it might be frustrating that the Royals, they didn't really take a step forward this year. Maybe they end up surprising us. In the second half of the season, the 13 teams surprised us. In the second half of the season, the 14 teams surprised us. Maybe that's what this team does. Maybe the offense gets right. The offense gets hot. They get going. Cags comes up. Bobby Wood Jr. gets hot. They make a trade. And next thing you know, you look up and the Royals have 91 wins. They're 91-71. Maybe that happens. But it does feel like we have just seen basically a continuation of last season. This Royals team is not much different than last year. They pitch exceptional. They have maybe the best rotation in the American League. Offensively, they're not really better at really anything. Or other than Mikel Garcia, they don't really have too many offensive players that you think have improved from last season. That also includes Bobby Witt Jr., but that's a little bit different because you can't really be much better offensively than he was last year. So I think, Rob, and I don't want to put words in your mouth about why you looked this up or why you handed this to me, but I think it is to say that the Royals are ahead of schedule, and at times it looks dire for the Royals. It's not nearly as bad as the perception sometimes is surrounding this team.
I feel like, and we talk about a lot of this on the show, so this is not some earth-shattering take. I understand why fans are frustrated with the Royals. I get frustrated with the Royals. You get frustrated with the Royals. It's mind-numbing. I've been to a couple games this year. I think I've seen them score five runs. Maybe. I know I haven't seen a homer. I can tell you that.
I mean, the last game I went to, they didn't score.
Yeah, I mean, it makes you want to pull your hair out. There are some nights I'm sitting around hanging out with the wife. I'm like, oh, let me check the Royals score is. And there are times like open the app. I'm like, oh, they got the bases loaded and one out. Let's flip the game on. And they don't score. And it's infuriating. But I feel like, and maybe this is just social media and the text line, I got caught in a little bubble. But because of their flaws, fans are looking to throw them away. When in reality, despite the fact that it's May 28th, there is no reason to give up on this team or say this team is, they're actually trash or any of those things. 2013, I think, is a little bit of an outlier because that team got really hot down the stretch. 2014, at one point, took a lead in the division. But I just picked 2 years where expectations were high for the Royals and people thought they're going to do something. And at Memorial Day, they were scuffling. Scuffling very similar to this team. I would tell you those teams got better. Maybe this team doesn't get better. Maybe this team ends like the 2022 team that was, you know, competitive and, you know, I remember Jeff Passan was like, they had the best April that we ever seen from the Royals organization. And then they just squandered all of it and nothing good happened. And they fired Mike Mithy. Maybe that's what this year is. But I feel like in a good way, we are following the Royals on a night in, night out basis. But in a bad way, we are living and dying with every single win and loss. When in reality, 29-27 at Memorial Day is not bad with the staff they have. And we all anticipate the starting nine, the team in the field, is going to look drastically different today versus May the 4th of July versus July 31st. So I want to keep perspective on, yes, it's fine to be upset, but let's not pull our hair out yet because a lot of times the season still progresses.
I think it's, I guess, a couple of things. I want to read this text really quickly. Guys, the bar got raised last year with the postseason. We didn't do enough to improve in the offseason, and everyone else did. I don't really know if everybody else in the offseason is improved. I think there's only two teams in the American League that are better this year than they were last year. it's the Tigers and is that it? Like, I'm sitting here looking at it right
now. Mariners, maybe?
Maybe the Mariners. Right. Good point. The Mariners. Who else is better this year than they were last year? Cleveland's not better this year than they were last year. Maybe you'd argue Minnesota, but I would say that the Royals and Minnesota are basically six in one hand, half a dozen in the other. They're a half game of within each other. So I don't know if everybody else got better in the offseason. I think we're looking at it right now that all of these teams are just kind of jumbled up. And at certain times, the Royals get hot. At certain times, Minnesota gets hot. I mean, Minnesota won, 14 games in a row? They're now 5-5 in their last 10 games and just a game ahead of the Royals. So I do think that there is a perception that maybe the rest of the American League that is doing a little bit better than what they are. I also think the other thing, and I just don't know if the Royals are able to kind of fight this, is it is difficult, I think, for a lot of people to go from, for basically 6 months, every conversation about the football team is how they can win the championship. For 6 months, we spend Monday through Saturday talking about how great the Chiefs are. On Sunday, they then prove how great they are, and then we repeat this cycle for 4 months. The Chiefs have been the best team in the American League, or in the AFC, excuse me. They've been the best team in the AFC for 3 years. Three consecutive years. They've been the best team. So I do think in some ways it's kind of hard to get your brain to go from every Chiefs game matters, every Chiefs game is exciting, your team always wins at the end, and then we're watching a fine baseball team. A fine baseball team that I think if most people are being realistic, they're not going that far this year. They might get back to the postseason. Maybe they win a series the way that they did last year, but I don't think this team, at least not the way they're currently put together, they don't have enough offense to make a deep run. You're not winning. I don't care how great their pitching staff is. You ain't winning the World Series with the 27th ranked offense. So your offense just has to get a lot better for us to start to have that conversation and dream big, so to speak. So I do think it's some of that. I think some of the Royals and why people are just like, okay, all right. I mean, it's fine, I guess. I think it's just hard to get yourself really excited about a team that you know best case scenario is that they lose in the ALDS, where the football team's best case scenario is they win the Super Bowl this upcoming year. I think that's some of it. Let's talk a little bit.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
About Bobby Witt Jr. Go ahead. I don't even have it up. Go ahead.
I don't know if it's news.
I don't even have it. So go ahead.
So I just came across, someone on the text line pointed this out. They're like, hey, have you guys reacted to the story from the Royals yet?
I haven't even seen it, so I don't even know what you're talking about.
I haven't seen it yet either, so I pulled it up. And I'm like, so John Katz, friend of the show, John Katz?
He's definitely friend of the show.
John Katz is confirming now at Fox 4 that an affiliate of the Kansas City Royals has bought the mortgage on the Asperia campus in Overland Park through an arm's-length sale process. Does that mean?
I still haven't seen it, so hold on. I'm trying to find it.
I'm reading this is a
John Katz has it?
John Katz has a tweet from a minute ago saying the Royals have confirmed to Fox 4 that an affiliate of theirs bought the mortgage on the Asperia campus in Overland Park. Does that mean that they now own the Asperia campus?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what bought means. That's what bought means.
I don't know what an arm's length sale process is. Like, I just don't know enough. But it sounds like, according to John Ketz, the Royals have at least bought the mortgage on the Asperia campus. So what our own Bob Fesco reported a month ago, that the Royals were seriously looking at that location, seems legitimate now. They're buying the mortgage on that location.
All right. I guess a couple of things here. This is my honest. I had no clue that when Rob kind of threw this at me out of nowhere. That's perfectly fine. I didn't hear about it. Know anything about it.
It's so legalese. I don't know if it's news or not news. It's very PR for me.
It's absolutely news. It's absolutely news for this reason. Just a month ago, Asperia acted like they had never talked to the Royals. They lied. I mean, flat out. We could pull it up. Pull it up right now. Just a month ago, they had come out and said, oh, we've never talked to the Royals. Anybody saying that is lying to you. We've never talked to them. A deal like this to buy the mortgage? That didn't just pop up in the last 30 days. You guys have been having this conversation for a very, very long time. Now, what does that mean for the Royals? Maybe it means they're keeping their options open. Maybe it means that they are very serious about it. I mean, have they purchased a lot of land on the Missouri side? I don't have the answer to this off the top of my head. But if you were telling me that the Royals are buying up land in Kansas and they are buying up land where people have been rumoring that that's where they are going to go, it would seem like right now you have to put this near the top of the conversation, right? You have to. Am I off in saying that? I don't know how you could really come to it any other way other than thinking that.
I mean, this is the first concrete news I think we've had that the Royals are more seriously considering Kansas than both than you and I thought. And by the way, I pulled it up from a story on March 25th. The Asperia CEO says they are, quote, not in discussions with the Royals about the potential site for their stadium. There's a lot of speculation. It is just a rumor. We are not talking about the Royals moving forward to them and then moving forward or to the Asperia campus. That was literally 2 months ago. And now they bought the mortgage.
I find this. Let me read this. I actually just found this from Sam Mellinger. The Kansas City Royals continue to explore all options through our community to develop a new stadium for the team. We have not yet decided on a site, and any assertion to the contrary is inaccurate. As part of our ongoing efforts, we have negotiated with or made investments in multiple potential sites, both in Kansas and in Missouri. One of these investments was the acquisition by an affiliate of the Royals of the mortgage on the Asperia campus through an arm's length bidding process. As evidenced by stadium development plans across the country, these are complex, time-consuming processes that involve a variety of considerations. We are evaluating multiple options at the time. In fact, in the week since the purchase of the mortgage, we have continued to work through a strategic, diligent, and focused process in both states to ensure that we reach the best decision. We remain committed to finding a generational home for the Royals that our fans, team, partners, associates, and our regional community can enjoy for decades to come. This will be my question that we need to figure out sometime over the next 24 hours. What other parts in the city have you purchased? Because in this statement, it says, as part of our ongoing efforts, we have negotiated with or made investments in multiple potential sites on both sides of state line. So I think you can start to piece together, all right, these are the finalists of where they're going to go. The Asperia conversation, I think a lot of people owe Bob Fesco an apology. He was right. You cannot hear this and come to any other conclusion. Now, maybe it wasn't as near completion as Fesco sold it a couple of months ago. Maybe that's a fair thing to say. But if you thought that Bob was screaming fake news, you were wrong. The Royals basically just told you this. Again, you're not making these kind of moves on where you think your stadium is going to be. You didn't make that deal in the last 30 days. You've been having this conversation for quite some time, and now we are finding out that a handshake agreement and now some money has been transferred, and now you want to buy this land just in case this is where the next stadium is going to be. What does this mean? Are they now using this site as leverage against Missouri from where they really want to go? Because we just had the mayor of Kansas City on last week, and he seemed pretty confident in Washington Square, which is a long way away from the space that they just bought. So maybe, I mean there's really two things at play, I guess we could say now, pretty definitively. Two things at play. Either the Royals are buying this with the intention of building the stadium out there, or they are using this as leverage to get the deal that they really want, which is downtown Kansas City. I do think the Royals have been pretty consistent on where they want to be, but I don't think you can be on the, I want the stadium downtown. And then when you start to see them buying up land in the suburbs, not pay attention to, hey, maybe they're serious about, we just want a new stadium. And at this point, we want it to be in downtown Kansas City, but there is so much going on and there's so much disagreement that we'll take our new stadium in Kansas. Hey, we've done everything we can with Jackson County and Kansas City, Missouri to try to get this thing done. You guys haven't been able to get a deal done. So now we're going to do it. I'll say this, as they have set a time for that special session. I mean, the time to keep playing around is coming to the end if you're Missouri. They're buying up land. They're buying up land in Kansas. And you guys still don't have a package together to help pay for these things. You are probably going to lose one of the two. I find it very hard to believe with how Missouri has handled this thing that they are keeping both the Royals and the Chiefs. I just don't think that's realistic at this point. You better be focused on trying to keep one of the two, because this ain't nowhere near the Legends. And we all know where the Chiefs are planning on going if that's where they end up being. So the realistic possibility that you could lose both of the professional sports franchises, I don't know how you cannot see that as a realistic threat if the Royals are buying land in the state of Kansas. I'm assuming you're not just doing this for nothing. Now, maybe you could turn around, flip it, and you'll make a process on the deal, or you're buying this land with the intention of building on it at some point. There's only one thing to build there. It's the stadium that you guys have been letting people know that you want.
I mean, that's the thing to me is maybe this happens all I do not work in real estate. I do this for a living. Maybe baseball teams buy up plots of land across cities all across this country and they just hold them and flip them. I mean, John Sherman has made a lot of money in his life and he's done a lot of different things. It's possible he's used an affiliate of the Royals to be a real estate developer. It's possible. I don't know, but it does feel like not coincidental timing that we are 4 or 5 days removed from the special session in Missouri, and suddenly people on the road saying, yo, we bought some land in Kansas. You guys figure out your special session in 3 days. I do think the Royals want to stay in Missouri first and foremost.
Yeah,
but
I agree.
They now have a backup plan.
No, for sure.
Like they purchased one today.
Yeah, and this text right here, CDOT, they weren't in discussion with the Royals, but they were in discussion with the affiliate. They weren't lying, but they're misleading. I mean, come on now. We're all grown here. The Royals had a middleman to kind of distance themselves from it. They had a middleman. That's like if I give Rob the $5 to go to the store to go. Yeah, I didn't purchase it, but I gave the money to Rob with the intention of going to the store and purchasing it and bringing it back to me. And now it is my possession. So, yes, maybe they were not talking directly to the Royals. They were talking to a third person that was acting on behalf of the Royals. And when they were asked specifically about it 2 months ago, they played dumb like they didn't know what they were talking about. So, yeah, they lied. Misled, purposely withholding information, however you want to say it. A couple of months ago, we knew that this is what they were working on. It was in the public, and they made it sound like it was crazy to be suggested that this was happening. That it was crazy to be suggested. So now, I guess the question now is this the favorite? Like right now, if we are doing live gambling odds, do you think the favorite now for the Royals is to be on 135th at Metcalf? Because this purchase makes it seem like now I think you have to consider them to be the favorite.
No, I don't think they're the favorite, but let's use betting terms because that's what this show does. I think Kansas is now a plus 105 to Missouri's minus 105. Like, I think it is, or minus 140 to plus 105. I think it is as neck and neck as we've seen, at least for the Royals. But I still think, I mean, the mayor just keeps coming on the show and saying that they have a rendering. We have the cut. We about 2 minutes of show left, but there's a cut where he talks about, I've seen the renderings. We've presented a package to the Royals. We feel good about our conversations with the Royals. I don't think the mayor's lying when he says those things, but this feels more like a leverage play to me than it's the favorite. But that maybe that's just because I've always felt like the Chiefs are coming over, not the Royals, but now Royals seem very realistic or very possible.
Well, I'm sitting here saying it looks like there's some business journal story about it. I haven't read it, so I don't want to make it seem like what the text line is saying. I can't 100% confirm this because I just haven't read it myself about what's happening. This completely caught me off guard. I had no clue that this was happening. But if you guys missed it, the Royals have purchased land in Kansas. And from what they say, as evidenced by stadium development plans across the country, these are complex, time-consuming processes that involve a variety of considerations. So they're still taking their time and trying to figure this out. And they say that they have not decided on where the stadium is going to be, and they are trying to figure it out. But, I mean, you are starting to purchase land on multiple sites, so we are starting to narrow down the possibilities of where the stadium could potentially be. We will certainly cover this more and more tomorrow to try to get more clarity and understanding on what happened in this, but it certainly seems like things are moving. I mean, we got a month until those star bonds expire in the state of Kansas. Now, they said it's a hard deadline. I don't believe them, but they say it was a hard deadline, so we got 32 more days until I think we have a very clear answer on what's going to happen with the teams. So it kind of feels like we're in the fourth quarter, certainly heading into the fourth quarter. I will say this, one side has far more positive news than the other side when it comes to this topic. We will cover this at length tomorrow. Sorry we don't have enough time today. We'll be back. Take care of yourself, Mr. Drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.